You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Are you ready to live and lead for impact? I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and I'm really excited that you're here. Let's go. This is episode number 106, and today I'm going to be sharing about 3 keys to jumping out of limbo land. I dare you to move. So I don't know about you, but there have certainly been a few times in my life when I have felt stuck, and I mean really stuck. Knowing my current circumstance wasn't right, but unable to make that next necessary step. Even when the choice is right, it can be hard to walk from the known to the unknown, particularly when that move is huge. It's been almost 15 years, but I still remember the feeling I had while waiting on me to start the process of getting out of an abusive marriage. It was such a journey just to get to the point of knowing that I could not be who I was made to be, make my unique impact in this world, in that marriage. And yet there I sat. I was beaten down from walking on eggshells for years. I had physical reactions to fear that ignited whenever I was yelled at. I'd been told I was a failure and ashamed. I was screamed at for having to have surgery that required time for recovery. No matter how hard I tried to avoid the wrath, there was always something I hadn't done or something I hadn't done right. It didn't even need to make sense. If the spew had to happen, he could always find a way. Like the time he walked into the kitchen to scream at me for never doing the dishes while my hands were dripping with water over the sink as I did the dishes. Over the years, the abuse had morphed me. Applying those normal relationship strategies to what was not normal didn't make a dent. I thought I was negotiating or accommodating like a normal couple would without realizing I was the only one making any change. That slow, methodical metamorphosis I made to make a marriage that wasn't working work. I was the proverbial frog in the water and I couldn't feel the heat. I'd spent years trying to make the marriage right, doing all I knew to do to fix it, trying what was in my control. I still remember exactly where I was when I had that final aha moment. My punishments, quote unquote, never fit my crimes, quote unquote. And this relationship is what it is, and I cannot do anything to make it better. I've tried everything. I needed to put the full force of my creativity and energy towards getting out. Soon after that epiphany moment, I launched my coaching business. It was an important step that could provide both the money to support myself and 2 young boys and the flexibility I knew that I would need to help all of us heal. And I'd be able to use my unique gifts. I could be who I was made to be. Thankfully, my business took off quickly. And yet, there I sat. My boys were suffering. I could still not be all of me, and I was still unable to take that last, final step to file the paperwork that would extinguish the flame of hope and cement the end of that marriage. It's where I first used the term limbo land. It's such an uncomfortable place. You know that you aren't in the right place, but you feel uncertain about where to go next, or you know the direction, but fear of the unknown that accompanies that big step can stop you. I felt absolutely paralyzed. The visual I had for the moment was standing at the edge of a forest with an expansive open field in front of me. To leave the comfort of the known, I just had to take that first step into the big, open unknown where the possibility of making my impact lived. One of my boys' counselors knew what I needed to do. And he knew that I was stuck. He suggested I go listen to the song Dare You to Move by Switchfoot. Here are just a couple of the lines. The tension is here. between who you are and who you could be, between how it is and how it should be, I dare you to move. That song became my anthem. I listened to it over and over as I sat in the discomfort of limbo land. And happily, I was soon able to make that important big step away from what I knew wasn't working towards a life that could. Since my big step almost 15 years ago, I've had the privilege of walking beside others taking their professional or personal big steps. Whether it was a big career move, having tough conversations, transforming relationships or transitioning away, working towards health. Here are three strategies that have helped ease the tension of transition for me and many others. I hope they can help you if you're sitting in limbo land or anything close. The first is focus on just that first step. Take it all one step at a time. You don't have to decide your entire future to take the first step. I often ask clients to put secondary decisions on hold. By tabling those for now, you can focus on just that next step rather than being overwhelmed by many. And guessing at a future you aren't certain of isn't best use of your time anyway. I still remember a client who negotiated me into her severance package. It was a scary time for her, but also exciting as she created a future aligned with her dreams. She was exploring the idea of moving from the for-profit world to nonprofit. Her first inclination was to figure out where she wanted to work while she still struggled with the initial idea. Through coaching, I had her back off from that future choice to focus first on that next step. Was nonprofit for her? I wanted her to feel really confident with that first step. So we did some exploration, and when that decision came back with a yes and a confident yes, we moved forward to determining what ignited her passion more specifically. So where in the nonprofit world did she need to be? By taking it one step at a time, she was able to avoid a lot of the fears and overwhelm that can come with a big move. The second strategy that has helped over and over is to keep in mind that that decision isn't final. If things work out horribly or aren't what they seem, just tweak your choice. The path this one decision takes you on is not the end-all be-all, and perfection should not be the goal. The truth is, sometimes you can't know more about the outcomes until you just start. A few years ago, I was part of a small team that launched a ministry for single moms. We had done the basic work of designing our initial service offerings, and some felt we should ponder and do more research before we launched. My immediate response? Research can't give us more facts about reality. Only experience can do that. The truth is, there will probably be even more trip-ups than we anticipate from here. We'll never be perfectly ready. With action, we'll get the answers to questions we haven't even thought of yet. Let's just launch to see what we learn and tweak from there. And that's what we did. We launched, we learned, and we made changes from there, and it all worked out great. Remember, you don't have to define anything as a failure. Every misstep, every snafu is a chance to learn, grow, and redirect. Ultimately, the change you experience creates a moment in time. There will be opportunities to make choices all along the way. The third strategy, get real about your fear. What I find for myself and my clients is often we sit with this generalized fear of the unknown. Making the fear of the future concrete can really help. Often what we have in our imagination is way worse than what reality might be. So I like to take my clients through a little exercise I call, what's the worst that could happen? And get them to get it specific. While you may assume that asking this question would drive us down an anxiety-inducing path, that actually has never been the case. As a matter of fact, we almost always end up with plenty of laughter. When we define the fears, there's either a ridiculously low probability they would actually happen, or they're easily overcome. At times, the what-if scenarios are actually better than the current circumstance. So yes, we laugh. What we find is that the generalized fear is almost always worse than the individual things you identify if you make it specific. And you soon realize that most of what you imagine won't happen, and that if it did, you'd actually be fine. There would be options. You'd made it through worse already. So using these three strategies usually removes the main barriers to making that first big step and, in my experience, has always led to good things for me and my clients. I mean, look what I've accomplished since I filed those divorce papers. I've impacted thousands of lives through speaking, writing, coaching, and podcasting. I've raised two amazing boys to adulthood and into college. I'm remarried to an amazing man. Were there missteps and new choices to make along the way? Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure there will be more to come. But the more I move towards success, the more I equip myself with the courage and confidence to take bigger, bolder action. And the same goes for you. So what has you stuck in limbo land? I dare you to move. If you want a little bit more help with daring to move, head over to my podcast site, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab and then go to episode 106. I'm going to put a special little tool to help you overcome some of your fears of taking this next step. You'll also find at my podcast site a place to submit your current personal or professional challenge. I would love to help you personally. So what that looks like is you can type it or say it. You can just send me a recording of what's going on with you. We'll have some direct communication. I will create some strategies specifically for you, and I'll also share them on a future podcast. So until next time, let's all live and lead for impact.